Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, well, Jameson, all of 82 games in the books. I always say every season feels like it went by faster than the last one. When you look back at the 82-game regular season, before we turn the page to the playoff series coming up, what are some of the first things that stand out from the Panthers in their title defense regular season?
You know, when I look back, it's just you need to take a moment to appreciate just how good a regular season this was. This was a team that, you know, has played more hockey than anyone in the last couple of years, back-to-back trips to the final. And when you talk about last year, yeah, there's the exhaustion of going all the way to the end and winning the Stanley Cup, but that cup tour is also exhausting. Partying all summer takes a lot out of you, and it's a well-deserved party. You got to take advantage of it. But for them to then, you know, do all that and come into this year and still win 47 games, I know they only finished third in the Atlantic, but it's one of the best regular seasons in franchise history. It's right up there. I think it's three or four in terms of wins. And it doesn't feel like that because when you get spoiled and you become this great franchise, the regular season kind of becomes just the appetizer. Even though it's so tough to make the playoffs and it's so tough to be one of those 16 out of 32 teams that get there, when you think you're going to be that team, the 82 games kind of just fly by and you say, okay, this is just what we're going to do before we get to the playoffs and try to do it again. But with that, I hope everyone takes a moment to appreciate how good this regular season was. And, you know, the fact the Panthers won those 47 games without anyone really having a career year is impressive. Yes, Sam Reinhart was great. Barkov was great. You know, Bob had a great year. A lot of guys had really strong, good years, but no one had, you know, the 50-plus goal season like Reinhardt had last year, or the, you know, 100-plus point season like Matthew Tkachuk had 2 years ago. It was just a lot of solid seasons from a lot of guys. You know, I thought Anton Lundell took a step forward. I thought Nico Mikula took a step forward. Mackie Samuskevich had a really great rookie season. So there was a lot of good things, but they weren't carried by any one guy or any one thing this year. This was just a team that came into the season with on a mission to make it back to the playoffs. They did it. Now we'll see what happens.
Jameson Olive here with us, FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. And Jameson, something I want to get to before we talk on ice. You mentioned you hope that everybody's enjoying this. And obviously you and I talk to fans out at the Iceplex, you know, all the time. And we kind of get the pulse of everything. And we talk to people in other markets when we travel and things like that. But the Panthers, they're kind of in the heyday of Panthers hockey right now, if you will. And every night when we see the game sheet, 19,000 plus in the arena every single night, and you go out around town and you feel the buzz. You and I have really seen the evolution over the course of the last decade or so. And, you know, all the credit starts at the top with the Viola family ownership and everything like that, and everything that's filtered down throughout, and, you know, the success the team's had and building that buzz. But how much excitement have you been able to get from seeing that every single night? It's not just, hey, the Rangers are in town, there's going to be a big crowd tonight. It's it could be a weeknight against a Western Conference team, and there are 19,500 you know, screaming Panthers fans in the building.
Yeah, I mean, the attendance, first and foremost, has been awesome. The Panthers, one of the best attended teams in the NHL this season. You go back 5-6 years ago, that just couldn't even imagine that. So that's just massive. And of course, that just is, you know, fuels the lifeblood of this team. More fans equals more money to invest back into the team to make this team the destination franchise that it's become. So that's huge. But when you talk about just the culture, for me, it's the little things. It's when I'm driving around and I see the Panther license plate, which I have. It's a great license plate. Go get it. FloridaPanthers.com. Learn how to get it. I love it. But it's the stickers. It's just the flags. It's the little things you see around town that never used to be there that are great. And, you know, to take that a step further, you know me, I'm a big theme park guy. I go to Universal when I can. I'm an annual pass holder. So I spend a good amount of time in Orlando in my free time when I can. And just seeing around the theme parks, Panthers hats, Panthers shirts, I consider that neutral territory, Orlando. Even though it's closer to Tampa, used to see a lot more Lightning stuff at those theme parks. I see a lot of Panther stuff now. And it's the fans that walk up to you and I when we're just around town and around Sunrise and Tamarack and Coral Springs, because we're out, you know, I'm a West guy. The fans that walk up and say, oh, Jameson, like, oh, man, and they want to talk Cats. And it's, you know, I've talked to the players on the team, and these are guys that used to be fairly incognito downtown. Now they're like the Kings of Fort Lauderdale, the Kings of Los Olas. It's not the Beatles. They're not getting mobbed, but now it's a cool thing when you're walking down Los Olas and you see, you know, Sam Bennett having a bite to eat at Louis Bossy, and he'll take some photos and sign some autographs. These guys are just icons now in the area, and that's awesome to see. So, you know, they built something here, and obviously you got to keep watering that. You got to keep building on it every single year, but more than ever, just the Panthers are Broward County's team, which I love to see.
Jameson Olive here with us, and again, the buzz that we've seen, it's been outstanding. Everybody who's come out to a game this season, whether you came to all the games, one of the games, we thank you so much for your continued support. But the Panthers getting set now to embark on another playoff year, another playoff season, another matchup with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Jameson, I know it's a tough matchup. Both of these teams perfectly capable of not just winning a round, both these teams perfectly capable of going on and winning a Stanley Cup this year. That being said, do you like having this kind of matchup right out of the gate? And let me ask you this too, because we waited a long time to get a Sunshine State showdown. Now we've gotten it 4 times in 5 years. It never gets old, does it? This one's big, not only for the league, but especially for our region.
It's massive, because obviously Florida is so big. So to be able to have hockey fans on both, you know, the Gulf Coast and what is the coast over here? I'm from the Treasure Coast up north. What is it down here?
Well, there's the Treasure Coast. There's the Space Coast.
That's farther north, though. What is down here?
The East Coast of Florida.
So yeah, we'll just simplify it to East Coast and West Coast of Florida.
The Jameson Coast.
The Jameson Coast. The Panther Coast. Let's just call it that now. Panther Coast to Lightning Coast. Just to have fans on both sides of the state that are so into hockey is so great. And not only to have two good hockey teams, to have two elite hockey teams, two recent Stanley Cup champions going head-to-head for the last 5 years. You look at, you know, the last 5 years as a whole, one of these teams has been in the Stanley Cup final each of those years. I mean, it's a hockey state now. Everyone in Canada would trade everything they've had for the success these two teams have had here recently. It's been massive. So it's been great for the growth of hockey. And obviously, we talk to the people on the community side, the outreach side, the grassroots hockey people here. All the numbers are through the roof. So many kids are getting into it, whether it's ball hockey, whether it's actually getting out there and doing learn to plays. So this is something that, yes, is great to see now, but you'll see even more 15, 20 years from now when all these kids growing up are suddenly adults that just love hockey. So that's great. But I look at, you know, the series, and you said, like, would I want it? Would I want it now? And the funny thing is, obviously, the Panthers, the biggest question mark is Matthew Tkachuk. You don't know if he's going to be ready. Game 1, 2, 3, 4, who knows? Aaron Ekblad, of course, isn't back till game 3 from his suspension. So you say, oh, it would be so much better to maybe play these guys at full health. But Paul Maurice said it, you know, the other day is, who the heck knows what you're going to look like in round 2, 3, you know? Sam Bennett, you know, broke his hand last year, missed part of round 1 and a little bit of round 2. You could be even more injured deeper in the playoffs if you see him then. So you can't pick your opponents. You can't pick when you play them. But the fact of the matter is, I think if you're the Panthers, just like last year, you have to go through the Lightning if you want to reach the promised land. And I think the Lightning now feel the same way about the Panthers. I think whoever wins this series immediately becomes the favorite to win it all. These are two elite teams. Would it be great to see these teams in an Eastern Conference final or something like that? Yes, but I think they're on a collision course regardless. Let's get it out of the way first round and then go from there. But I'm so excited to see what happens. It's going to be a great series. It's going to be great for hockey. It was a quick one last year. The Panthers took care of business in 5 games. I think this year is a little bit different. I think this one could go 7.
Yeah, the Lightning, I would say, I was asked this recently from the Panthers' perspective, what team in the Eastern Conference is the toughest out? And I would say the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I would imagine if you're talking Tampa Bay Lightning over on the other side of the state with people asking who's the toughest out, I'm sure the popular answer would be the Florida Panthers. And you said it, these two teams have felt like they've been on a collision course every year, and we're getting the matchup here once again as the Panthers get set to head into the playoffs. You like the way the Panthers navigated that tough schedule down the stretch of the regular season to have themselves ready for this moment, because it feels like with a taxing schedule, they were able to get everybody as much rest as they needed. And as you said, the only real wait and see at this point is Matthew Tkachuk's status for game one.
Yeah, it's obviously towards the end when you realize the first place was out of reach. Brilliant move by the Panthers to just kind of rotate some rest for guys. No one's had a crazier April schedule than the Panthers. They've had three back-to-backs here in this final month to close things out, yet still finished before a lot of other teams did. So the schedule's very wonky. Paul Maurice keeps saying, you know, he had nine guys, or should I say, got a lot of guys that played nine games in 15 days. That's unheard of for, you know, the final month of the regular season. So for them to be able to get some guys some rest is huge. We got to give a stick tap to Evan Rodriguez, the only guy on the team this year to play in all 82. Iron Man E-Rod. Love to see it. The Panthers, it wasn't just a luxury. They had to do that. With all the hockey they played the last couple years, with how grueling the end of the season schedule was, they had to find a way to rest some guys, and they did. I think they'll be better for it come game one of the playoffs. They really managed Sergei Bobrovsky well this year. No goaltender has, you know, played more hockey just in terms of, you know, time, just because he's, you know, been the guy for back-to-back runs to the final. And they came into this year, they said they wanted to play him 55 games. They played him 54. The only one he missed is because he had a baby. So that was ended up perfect to be able to do that. So he's ready to go, as we've seen recently, one of the best goaltenders in the NHL during the second half. So all the chips are kind of falling into place. Like you said, the only real, you know, two question marks is, well, it's not even a question mark. You know when he's coming back, but obviously you'd love to have him for the first two games of the playoffs. But it's Matthew Tkachuk. You know, when is he coming back in the playoffs? How healthy is he going to be when he is back in there? Because particularly for that first round, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, you know, Paul Maurice has said time and time again, he's like the emotional leader of the team. He's got a pulse of the team. He knows when to push the buttons on the bench, on the ice, things like that. It's going to be an emotional series, one, because it's the playoffs, but two, because it's Panthers Lightning. I don't think it gets much more emotional than this. Even if the Panthers go all the way to the final once again, I think this will be the most emotional series they play, and you want a guy like that in there just to kind of be the guy that manages the ebbs and flows for the team and those emotions. So we'll see what happens there. But regardless, it's going to be a great series. And if he's back out there game one, you got to imagine, especially for the Panthers, what a boost that'll be.
Jameson Olive here with us. Last one for you. And we will have a full in-depth preview of the playoff series wherever you get your podcast coming soon. But Jameson, if you had to point to one overarching key, something that you think is going to be paramount for the Panthers in this series coming up, what's one thing that at this point, as we look ahead to the series, that you're keying in on?
You know, it's two things for the playoffs as a whole. One is the most obvious. It's just the play of Sergei Bobrovsky. Like we said, he's been the man the last 2 years. You always hear the old adage, you know, nothing's more important than goaltending in playoff hockey. Goaltending wins you games. That's true. Your goaltender has to be on point. You're not going to win a lot of 6-5 games in the playoffs. They're pretty much always 3-2, maybe 3-2 overtime. So that's what you got to have. You got to have good goaltending. And of course, Bob's, you know, look great here. So that's really encouraging heading into the playoffs. But the other one for me is the third line for the Panthers. And it looks like game one, that line's going to be Luostarinen, Lundell, and Brad Marchand. And, you know, the third line is so key for the Panthers because it's really their matchup line. It's kind of their spoiler line. Because you go back 2 years ago to that series, you know, that run when they went all the way and played Vegas. And that line was Luostarinen, Lundell, and Reinhardt. And so many teams were like, oh, we need to keep our top guys away from, you know, the elite defense of the Barkov line and, like, the edginess, physicality of the Bennett line. We'll match them up against the third line. We know the third line's pretty darn elite, especially defensively and with that forecheck, and those lines still got shut down. You go back to last year's Cup run. It was those same two guys with Vladimir Tarasenko. Once again, that line had some big goals, but more than anything, it was a shutdown line against opposing teams' top guys. That's what they want again this year with Brad Marchand, with Luostarinen and Lundell. So we'll see what happens, but in terms of matchups, especially when you're on the road and you don't get the matchups you want, you don't get last change, to have that third line be a line you can trust against the other team's top players, it's a luxury. I'm looking at depth charts around the league. A lot of teams have some good players in their third lines, but I don't think anyone has a third line as good as the Panthers do, and it could be their X factor once again.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.